Now joined by head coach Melissa Hill up at Mercer. There have only been four games so far played for the Lady Cardinals this year. I'm somewhat guessing on the record because the schedule isn't completely filled from what I'm looking at, but I think it's 3-1 at this point. Is that correct, coach?
We are, yes. 3-1.
Last week, I was talking to Coach Hall about this. We, do the Princeton coaches shows on Wednesday. Princeton at Mercer last week. You played well. You played tough. You just couldn't solve Lauren Crone on Monday night.
You know, Lauren is she's a tough puzzle to put together sometimes. So she does a really, really great job. I think offensively, you know, when you compare things to years past, and you can definitely see some growth and you can see some improvement. You can see a very, very promising group of freshmen that's definitely going to set a much different tone with the group. We have a young group, so when you look to the future, it's kind of exciting, you know. But Lauren definitely, she brings it. She's a great kid overall and an amazing pitcher.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it movement with her, coach, or a change of speed, or just kind of all of the above, where it's just it's tough against her to make solid contact?
You know, I think right now when we definitely have such a young group, I mean, the majority, you know, 90% of our starting lineup right now is, you know, consists of sophomores and freshmen. And just right now, I mean, especially the other night, it was just a matter of timing. You know, just I don't think a lot of the movement was an issue for our girls. It was just timing her and getting a piece of that ball and putting it in play. We had a handful of moments where we were getting a piece of the ball, and we found ourselves on base 5 out of the 7 innings. So that was definitely much more optimistic than years past. But again, a little frustrating when we couldn't find ourselves, you know, bringing those runs in.
Princeton remains very talented, but they are a younger group this year. They have a lot of freshmen and sophomores playing as you do. As far as the confidence level against them, because there's so much knowledge that the girls know one another in those things, and you guys are better, no question about that. Does it almost help your girls, though, that the girls that they were playing against Princeton, for the most part, were their peers? They weren't playing against girls that were 2 or 3 years older than they were?
Right. This is definitely a group. They've seen each other for, you know, when you look at Princeton and the group of girls that they had playing and starting, and then you would take a look and look at our girls. I mean, these are the girls that have found themselves playing against each other, you know, every summer since they were in 10U. So there was definitely a different comfortability level just in terms of playing your peers versus, you know, showing up and playing someone you didn't know. I mean, these girls definitely know each other on and off the field, so it definitely created a different atmosphere and a different tone.
You held them to 6, Coach. Did Princeton get their runs early, or did they kind of slowly build the lead? Because that sounds like, you know, giving up 6, a respectable job done by your pitchers and your defense.
You know, we had a great job by our pitcher, Katie Hill. She pitched an amazing game. We held them to 0 all the way until the 6th. So the 6th inning kind of got us. They scored their 6 runs in the 6th inning. We had a handful of errors by our outfield that created 4 out of those 6 runs. You know, 2 of those were definitely legit and well-earned. But we had a couple of outfield moments. And, you know, I think as coaches, we definitely will take credit where we need to, and we will also own up to when we have a couple of moments. And I think we just called a couple of pitches a little one pitch too soon that definitely put the ball in play in different spots than we were hoping for. But, you know, Katie did an excellent job. She was hitting her spots very well. She had some nice movement on the ball, but her changeup was killer. So she had a very, very nice night with her changeup, and several of their Princeton girls were just kind of struggling to find a piece of it that night.
It gets difficult, too, and Katie did an outstanding job, but Princeton can hit the ball pretty well, and the more that they see Katie, the more that they're going to get comfortable with her. So that third time through the lineup, I'm sure, was more challenging.
It definitely was. It definitely was, and they are a strong team offensively. I mean, when they get a piece of the ball, it's not just, you know, a putting it in play. I mean, they're going to get a nice hard hit, so they did a great job. And by the 6th inning, you know, they had just they had figured a couple of things out, and I think as coaches we kind of take a little bit of responsibility for that, and had to at least let our pitcher know that as well, that was not on you and that was on us. And a couple of those pitches, and then just defensively we had some moments in the outfield that, you know, looking back now, played out a little bit differently, would have probably created a 2-0 game versus a 6-0. But, you know, overall, they played very well.
Yeah, learning opportunities certainly is always at this level. You go to East Harrison on Thursday, Coach. I haven't seen that final score yet, but you got to win. What was the final in that one?
It was 13-3.
So the girls, I think there's going to be, you know, you don't want to lose to Princeton, but they played so much better. They had to get a level of confidence from that. And it sounds like in some ways, especially offensively, they took that into Thursday and played well.
You know, the girls definitely offensively are not, they're not afraid or hesitant to swing a bat, which can definitely cause some yays and some nays. So they're definitely looking to hit. Sometimes we have a handful that are just a little over-aggressive, and we got to make sure that we're reminding ourselves to swing in our zone and not just swing at everything because we're looking to find a piece of the ball. But offensively, we're very proud of the girls. They're definitely looking to find themselves on base and getting those hits.
Yeah. I know that the rivalry necessarily with Albany isn't there as it is with Princeton, but for what I've seen with Albany early on in the season, they ran into some tough luck, but they lost about three or four consecutive one-run games against some good teams. Trenton and Pattonsburg, I think, were in that group. So they don't have the record that they want, but that's going to be a good opponent and a good test for your team tonight to Albany at Mercer.
You know, I think it definitely is. From what I know Albany has, you know, when we looked at their lineup from last year when we did play them, they have 6 out of their 9 returning. 5 out of those 6 are seniors, one of those being their starting pitcher from last year. So she is a senior this year. And so I know that definitely it's going to be a game where we can't just go in and assume anything. So you've got to definitely play every game like in my girls' brains, like they just want to, their most competitive team in their brains is Princeton, and they are just very competitive with them. And so, you know, I said you got to treat every game, no matter who you're playing, like it's your top-notch rival. So hopefully they're going in tonight with their heads right and their minds right and ready to put a bat to the ball.
Got a Grundy R5 team that has 4 games and 5 nights this week. Grundy plays tonight, Tuesday, and they're up at Mercer on Thursday. Double-checking on time, sir, Coach. Mish is telling me that the game tonight against Albany is 6:30. Is that correct?
I have a 5:30 start time.
Okay. So if you're looking at the same thing that I am, the Misha website with Mercer's schedule, it says 6:30. Don't go at 6:30. Be up there at 5:30.
Correct. Yes, we have a 5:30 start time.
Gotcha. Grundy, 6:30 at Mercer then on Thursday night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the games this week for the Mercer Lady Cardinals.
Thank you.